You are Locked On Washington Football Team, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
You are Locked On, the Washington Football Team, with the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. I'm your host for this bonus episode this Saturday, day two, 2021 NFL Draft bonus episode. David Harrison, my co-host Chris Russell, is hopefully getting some sleep, but probably doing a lot of work grinding away the keyboard for SI.com, where he covers the Washington Football Team in writing. You can also find him 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, over the Team 980 with his co-host there, Pete Medhurst. You can find me covering the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for the Locked On Bucs podcast and in writing at BucsNation.com, part of SB Nation on Twitter. Find me at DHarrison82. Find Chris at WrestleMania621. Find the show at Locked WFT Pod. Today's bonus episode brought to you by our friends over at BetOnline.ag, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing. You can track all the action at BetOnline. This week, we have tons of action. The NFL draft still ongoing. Day three, probably happening as you're listening to this, or maybe a little bit after you listen to this. Kentucky Derby is back. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including baseball, basketball, hockey, UFC, MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoff. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit using the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Welcome new listeners, returning listeners. If you haven't already, please click subscribe, follow, rate, and review the show. This is going to be a quick one, guys, a bonus episode. Like I said, we're talking about the Washington Football Team's picks on day two, round two, round three of the 2021 NFL Draft. In the second round, the Washington Football Team selected offensive tackle out of Texas, Sam Cosmi. Here real quick is Chris Russell, my co-host, talking about the pick for our Locked On Now video that you might have found on Twitter. If you didn't catch it, here he is now, Chris Russell, Locked On Now.
What's going on, everybody? It's Chris Russell here, co-host of the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast, along with David Harrison. We're covering the Washington Football Team 5 days a week. With the number 51 overall pick in the second round of the 2021 NFL Draft, the Washington Football Team took Samuel Cosmi, an offensive tackle from Texas. Now, the immediate placement for him by most fans and the way people are going to view him as the future left tackle, and he may wind up ultimately there. But there are plenty of people, including the SIS Football Rookie Handbook, my partner Pete Medhurst on the radio, who's also the voice of Navy football and hosts a college football podcast and knows a ton more than I do about college prospects, feel he will be better off at the right tackle spot, Samuel Cosmi, meaning than the left tackle spot. 6'6", 310, a little bit inconsistent, a little bit upright, maybe susceptible to some bull rushes. I know when I watched him a little bit, both live at Texas and also in cutups, I wasn't blown away. I'm not saying this is a bad pick, but I think he's certainly a guy that's got some raw physical tools and plenty of experience, but John Matsko's got some work to do. So with the number 51 overall pick, at least for now, the Washington Football Team has addressed their swing tackle, perhaps, position, and maybe that's how we should look at Samuel Cosmi, at least for year one. Once again, I'm Chris Russell, Locked On Washington Football Team podcast for Locked On Now.
All right, once again, that was Chris Russell with our Locked On Now video. Kind of a short, quick reaction immediately following the pick. And like Chris said there, I like this pick as well. Addressing offensive line depth, addressing the offensive tackle position, which we know is an area of concern. The Washington Football Team already addressing the interior part of the line, trading for Ereck Flowers, getting him back from the Miami Dolphins to kind of add to that mix. So now here we see them addressed offensive tackle, and like Chris mentioned there and a lot of other people have said, Sam Cosmi projects probably more as a right tackle in the National Football League, but you never know. Once he gets into the building, gets some NFL coaching, gets some reps, we'll see what they turn him into. If they need to turn him into a left tackle, maybe they can do that for him. But hey, there's nothing that says you don't need a quality right tackle in the National Football League. Pass rushers are getting better and better, and a lot of times some teams, I know the New Orleans Saints, for example, they put Cam Jordan over that right tackle. So you need a really good right tackle if you're going to have consistent success in the National Football League. especially in a passing league. So a good pick there by the Washington football team, addressing a position of need, but also getting a really good player in Sam Cosmi. Not a player free of mistakes or free of areas to work on. That's why he's a day two pick. If he's a day one, or if he's an offensive tackle that is perfect coming into the National Football League in a starter body, with the starter body of work, he's a day one pick. But he's a day two pick because he's got a lot of upside. He's got a lot of the intangibles. Now he just needs to take some of that talent that he's got, learn some skills with coaching, turn him into the full package. I think by the end of year one, early year two, we're really going to kind of see what Sam Cosmi could potentially become, and he could potentially become a starter on that Washington football team offensive line with a little bit of consistency. Consistency brought like our friends over at Built Bar, who consistently bring the best-tasting protein bars on the market, covered 100% chocolate, soft and easy to chew. Built Bars are healthy, great for the health-conscious person, whether you're trying to lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. They're low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber, great for anyone on the keto diet right now. You go to BuiltBar.com, order any of the amazing flavors available, use a promo code LOCK15, and you'll get 15% off of that order. Again, that's promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Heading now into segment two, our last segment of this bonus episode. Now we're talking the third round of the 2021 NFL Draft and the Washington football team. And in that third round, they select Minnesota cornerback Benjamin St. Juste, and they take North Carolina wide receiver De'Ami Brown. And here again, Chris Russell from our Locked On Now video that we did for the Locked On Podcast Network. Let's listen into what Chris had to say about these two third round picks.
What's going on, Washington football team fans? I'm Chris Russell, co-host of the Locked On Washington football team podcast with David Harrison 5 days a week. The Washington football team making two third round selections on Friday night, one via the Trent Williams to San Francisco trade and one their own natural pick. With the number 74 pick overall, which was the one acquired from San Francisco for Williams last draft weekend, they took Benjamin St. Juste from the University of Minnesota and hailing out of Montreal, Quebec, Canada. St. Juste is a 6'3 plus corner with obviously long arms, a long frame, physical, competitive at the catch point, and certainly going to be interesting to see how they eventually use him. Could he flip inside to safety? We'll have to see. He was number three on both David Harrison and myself, top three target at corner list that we released on Twitter on Wednesday at LockedWFTPod. Meanwhile, with the number 82 pick overall, also again in the third round, Washington took De'Ami Brown, a dynamic wide receiver from the University of North Carolina. He put up 20 touchdowns combined over the last 2 years, just shy of 1,100 yards last year. He's not a speed burner, but he's more than capable of getting down the field, getting contested balls, pretty good route runner, and I think it's going to be interesting to see the impact that he has on the rest of the room, guys like Steven Sims, Kelvin Harmon, maybe even Antonio Gandy-Golden. That's all for now. Keep listening to the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast with David Harrison and myself. Thanks for watching Locked On Now.
All right, once again, that was my co-host partner here at the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast, Chris Russell, talking about the selections of Benjamin St. Juste and De'Ami Brown, cornerback out of Minnesota, wide receiver out of North Carolina, respectively. And I'm going to talk about De'Ami Brown first. De'Ami Brown is a guy, and we've talked about this leading up to the NFL draft, that the Washington Football Team, even with Terry McLaurin on the roster, adding Curtis Samuel, adding Adam Humphries, that potentially they could still go out there and look for more wide receiver help. I mean, you can never have too many weapons, right? And when you got some questions on the field in your wide receiver group, you definitely want to go out there and try to find some help to either push those guys to be better or replace them if they can't rise to the challenge. And De'Ami Brown is going to do a little bit of that. He's a faster than quick kind of guy. And I know that might sound weird on your ears because usually you hear people described as quicker than fast. And when you think about quicker than fast, you're talking Adam Humphries. So now they go out there and they get a prospect that's faster than quick, is really good at the deep ball, kind of like Chris said, wins a lot of those 50-50s, wins a lot of those jump balls. He does have some questions, though, in the short area of the field. Doesn't get a whole lot of separation right off the line of scrimmage. Doesn't really eat cushion, you know, when defensive backs kind of play off 10 yards. He doesn't really get out there aggressively and threaten that cushion. attack the hip of that defensive back, make them make a decision. And when you do that as a wide receiver, it gives that defensive back plenty of time, too much time, honestly, to really kind of figure out what you're going to do, react to what you're going to do. And then if you try to cut off your route early, they don't have their hips flipped. They're not threatened deep. You're not threatening that cushion. So they kind of have the ability to react more, something that you expect NFL coaching staff to really get on Diami Brown about. And if he can clean up some of that short area stuff, some of that line of scrimmage to the 10 yards off area, if he can clean up some of that stuff, really has the potential to become a very dynamic wide receiver in the National Football League and a solid fourth or fifth option that could develop into a solid third option, maybe even has a number two option ceiling, but you're talking probably about a handful of years down the road before you kind of see that out of Diami Brown. But fortunately, with Terry McLaurin, Curtis Samuel, Adam Humphries, you don't need that in the first couple of years of his career, so you're going to get what you need out of him. Now we flip over to Benjamin St. Juste, who was one of my favorite guys coming out of the 2021 Reese's Senior Bowl. Like Chris said, very long, very smooth. I mean, when this guy runs on the football field, it just looks like he does it with very little effort, knows how to high point the ball, knows how to locate the ball, very physical. He's going to get flagged for some pass interference. I'm telling you that right now. I'm not saying he's going to lead the league in pass interference or anything like that. For one, he might not be on the field enough to get enough reps to lead the league in pass interference, but he's a very physical cornerback, likes to use his length, likes to use that size against his opponents, and he does it very well. He knows how to place his body between the receiver and the ball, knows how to make a play for the ball. He's got some good size, got some good length. And when I saw him on the field in Mobile, I kind of thought, too, just kind of what Chris referenced, maybe he could shift to free safety. He doesn't really have a lot of strength. I would say he has a lot of strength, but he doesn't do well all the time as much as you would want him to man-to-man coverage as a corner. He doesn't react very well to guys that are trying to manipulate him to go on deep routes. So if you kind of start him with that cushion, right, give him that free safety cushion that you get off the line of scrimmage, and then let him kind of read and react. And even if he gets beat a little bit, even if he reads a little bit more aggressive than he should be, he's got the length, so if he can catch up a little bit to the passer, if it's underthrown a little bit by a quarterback, he can make a play on it. So he's an interesting prospect. Obviously, they're going to bring him in as a corner and kind of see where he fits. I had one person tweet the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast Twitter page and ask maybe, you know, if that means that Fuller's going to kind of move back inside. We'll kind of see what this defensive staff has in mind for a young guy like Benjamin St. Juste, but definitely an interesting prospect. And again, one I was very happy to see get drafted by a team that I cover. And guys, that's going to wrap up our bonus coverage of day two at the 2021 NFL draft here for the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. Again, I've been David Harrison, my co-host Chris Russell, not here with me on this recording, but here with us through those Locked On Now recordings, so you get to hear from both of us anyway. Again, you can find Chris on Twitter at RussellMania621. Find me at DHarrison82. Find the show at Locked WFT Pod. We thank you for sticking with us throughout the NFL draft, throughout the offseason. And now we get to move towards the regular season, preseason, kind of see how this roster is going to continue to shape up as the second phase of free agency starts after this weekend. But we've got one more day. We're not going to come back with another episode till Monday. We're not going to have a day three bonus episode for you, but we will be back Monday to kind of recap everything that happened, start taking our look at the roster as we move towards the preseason training camp, hopefully some OTAs and so on into the 2021 regular season. There's no days off here in NFL coverage. It's always exciting, always great. Thank you so much for joining me. If you're out and about, please be safe. Please be kind to one another. Thank you for joining me here at the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast.